Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Imagine owning a prime piece of real estate. Yeah. Ah, yes. Beautiful section of the country, maybe California, on the cheap. And we already know that, you know, California real estate is...
Not cheap.
No, it's not. At it's all. Very expensive, right?
Anywhere.
It sounds too good to be true, right? Well, you'll find out why. If you can manage to make it through the day without buying real estate sight unseen, then you're doing okay.
So now, sometimes not a bad gamble.
So last year, this pastor bought a lot sight unseen in the San Francisco Bay Area, $300,000. Now you may be thinking, oh gosh, that's a lot. Not in San Francisco.
No, that is a steal.
Yes, it is. Got it back in March. The only problem, the property entirely underwater.
Oh no.
610 Grand Street.
Okay, so listen, they didn't reveal that though. Like if it, here's the problem. You're supposed to have disclosures on a listing, right? So everything you know about the property. So you're telling me they didn't know it was underwater?
So, yeah, apparently he did not know it was underwater. The lot is zoned as residential, and it's less than a mile from the beach and is listed now, because he's trying to sell it again, for $400,000. So here's the realtor who's been charged or hired to try to sell this underwater property.
This is unique to me. This is the first time I've come across something like this. I've had some unusual properties in my career, but this was the first. The lagoon area is beautiful. It's peaceful. It's, you know, it's very quiet. It's like having your own little oasis.
Great. Yes.
But you can't do anything
on it. Part of that oasis is above the water.
Yeah, I don't know how deep this water is, to be quite honest. So I don't know if it's something where it's like, all right, you know, maybe you can bring dirt in and build it up. I don't know. I don't know the logistics of it. But all I know is that this dude bought this real estate sight unseen, then found out, oh, I bought a property of land that's completely submerged underwater.
But I feel like there has to be some sort of a lawsuit possibility here.
Maybe.
Right? Because I would have to think that, you know, in the whole home buying process, right, there are inspections that you can go through. And
well, it wasn't home. This is property, so I don't know if there's things different. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know. But
yeah, it wasn't a home. It was just property.
The original listing would say, by the way, it's underwater. Like, they'd know that, right? The first original.
How would you describe it to try and sell it? Beautiful views of the lagoon.
Yes. Well, yes.
You're close to the beach.
Right.
It just doesn't say that you're out in the actual water. The beach is far away from you, right?
Water is funny. Really close.
Yeah, exactly. Close to the water. Yes. Anyways, yeah, I don't know if you've ever bought anything sight unseen, but there's a little... setting the bar for you. If you can manage to make it through the day without buying real estate in California sight unseen, then you're doing okay.
You know, here's a little pro tip. If you do, you're working with a realtor, right? Send them out there. If you are far away from the property, send them out there on
take
like
pictures.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Take
yeah.
pictures, FaceTime yeah. video. Check it out for me.
Yeah.
That's why you hired them.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.